Hallelujah, Lord and Savior, open now your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us, speak until our hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 10. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to understand that you love us like a good shepherd. Help us to be good shepherds. In your name we pray, amen. It is Good Shepherd Sunday. We have our statue out of Jesus the Good Shepherd, and we sing songs about shepherding, and we read Psalm 23. Thank you, Debbie. It is traditional that this fourth Sunday of Easter, we focus on Jesus being our good shepherd. In fact, when they do archaeological digs in places like Turkey and Syria, and they find the oldest Christian churches, the oldest image of Christian art that has been found is not of a cross. Crosses weren't used as our symbol at first. The very first art, the oldest art we found, is of a shepherd, of Jesus being a shepherd. And so this is a very historical and traditional practice we do. In our reading this morning, 1 John 3:17, it says that anyone who has material goods and withholds them while other people are in need do not have the love of God in their hearts, and therefore are not saved. These are very challenging words for any of us who have achieved some level of success. It means we can't fully relax and enjoy our success so long as others are in want. By the way, it's tax time, or at least it was a few days ago. And this time of year, if you're aware of the government, Uncle Sam, taking from you your hard-earned money and spending it in a way that you don't agree with, let me let you in on a little secret. The government cannot take what you don't have. The more that we give away to benevolence, the less can be taken from us in taxes. We will gladly steward your benevolence here at Grace Lutheran to serve God. And many of you do that, and I would like to say to you, thank you. Thank you for your trust that together we make this world a better place. We make a positive impact here and all over the world. So thank you. However, not you, but others out there, the ones that aren't here. Many people have given up hope in Christianity. And I don't blame them. I can understand where many people are coming from. Many people withhold their time, talents, and treasures. They don't trust the church to do good. Why? I think that there's two big reasons many people are tempted to give up on church. The first reason is that many people have said that unless you believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. People hear that and they hear exclusion. They hear not Jesus as loving, but as a harsh judge. People stay away because they see church as being exclusive. The second reason I think many people stay away from church is they've heard it said that we cannot save ourselves, but only Jesus can save us from our sin. Now, while I don't disagree with that, if it's not understood, I think many people hear that and they feel completely useless. It sounds like we don't have to take responsibility for ourselves, like the pirate was saying. There's this false hope that Jesus will come and solve all of our problems. I think the reason why these two things prevent people from coming to church is that we have, to some extent, misunderstood the words of Jesus. Who is Jesus? We are Jesus. It says in Scripture, we are the body of Christ. So if we believe that Jesus is God and Savior, then that means we must be God and Savior. Notice I didn't say I'm God and I'm Savior. I didn't say you're, I said we together are the body of Christ. We are God's presence. If we believe in Jesus, then we must also believe in ourselves. If Jesus is the only one who can save us, then we are also the only ones who can save us. We are the resurrection. We are the life, the truth, and God calls us to be the way. Any one of you could be a pastor. I really mean that. If we think that it takes a special person, we miss the point. In all of the readings this morning, I hear echoes of the same idea over and over. It's not just that Jesus is the good shepherd, but he is preparing each and every one of us to be good shepherds. Do you know what pastor means? Shepherd. And it's very clear in Spanish. Pastor means shepherd and pastor. So, when it says in our readings this morning that the stone that the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone, it means this. If you have ever been overlooked, if you've ever been cast aside, if the world has ever not taken you seriously, you are in good company because the church has been built with people like you. From the very beginning, in the time of Jesus, the disciples and those who built the church were those who didn't always find a home comfortably in the world. And the church is the place that brought people together and lifted up and saw the gifts that each person has and affirms them. Jesus says, I lay down my life in order to take it back up again. This doesn't just mean that he died on the cross for our sins. That's true. But it also means that Jesus shares his power with us. Laying down his life is about sharing his power and ability with us. He lays down his life so we can take up his mantle and be like him. When we believe in the name of Jesus, we believe in our name. Jesus said that the hired hand will abandon the sheep when danger comes, but only the good shepherd will stick around to defend them. And he said, I am the good shepherd. And again, we must always be our own strongest advocate. We cannot expect anyone to save us other than our Lord Jesus helping us to save ourselves together, looking out for one another. It says in 1 John 3 that if we follow the commandments, we will have boldness before God, and we can ask from him whatever we want, and we'll get it. Now, I have known plenty of people that have prayed to God for healing, prayed to God for help in moments of trial, and of course, God is always there. But if we're going to be 100% honest, sometimes people pray for things and they don't get them. Sometimes there isn't a miraculous healing. So how can we make sense of a verse of Scripture that says that if you ask for Jesus whatever you want, he will give it to you? It means this. Jesus can only give us what he has. So whatever we ask of Jesus for who he is, he can give to us. So again, he is calling us to follow him. Whatever we ask of his person, his personality, his strength, his power, he will share that with us. Whatever we ask, he will share what he has with us. And finally, what about this question of exclusivity? Thanks be to God, in our reading this morning, Jesus says that he has other flocks. He says, this is not my only flock. There are other flocks too that hear my voice, and you don't know them yet, he says to us. There are groups from which we might be estranged or unfamiliar with, but we can know for sure that they are also loved by Jesus. And they hear his voice, maybe in a different way than we do, but his voice is surely there. And we can learn and love from all of the flocks. Last week, our church participated in not one, but two community events that were interfaith. And I want to say thank you. So many of you came out to both events. I was so proud. I think at both events, our church probably had the greatest attendance. So thank you. On Sunday last week at the University of Laverne, there was a panel conversation about peace in the Middle East with both Muslim and Jewish speakers. And it was in the middle of the pouring rain. And so many of you were there. And then this past Thursday was the Dietrich Bonhoeffer Festival at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Again, we had such a strong showing. You show that you care about all of God's flocks. You show that you're taking seriously your call to be shepherd. And not just those special events, but in your daily lives, as you love the members of your family, as you care for the people in your workplaces, you are being good shepherds. And I see you doing it, and I applaud you, and I say thank you. Keep it up. It's working. At the resurrection, Jesus told us to get up, and we get up. And then when he showed himself to Thomas and the others, he said, it might take you time. Take it slow, slow and steady. And today I want to tell you that we are headed in the right direction. The Holy Spirit is guiding you. You are headed in the right direction. Trust that God is working in you, making a work in you that is beautiful and lovely, and crafting you into a shepherd for yourself and for the people of this world. We are a flock of shepherds, shepherding and growing. We can look forward to the unity. Jesus said, one day all the flocks will be one. We can look forward to the unity we can first find within ourselves, to accept all of who we are without judging ourselves. We can look forward to there being peace and reconciliation in the world when we can have it within ourselves, love ourselves. This can happen, and it is happening, and it will happen because of the unfathomable and mysterious love of Jesus. The deep creativity gives cause to effect. Just the fact that we exist is a miracle. We are a living miracle every day. We are headed in the right direction. Amen. Please stand as you're able and sing our hymn of the day.